IMPACT stands for, now see if I can remember it, Intensively Managed Product and Advancement Characterization Trials. So those trials are very numerous. So they're large strip trials that we have throughout the Corn Belt, throughout the country. Generally, we're going to have between probably 600 and 1,000 of those trials that we'll have each year. We test the hybrids very uniformly across the country in terms of which hybrids and which genetics get tested, but what they need to fit in a certain geography is much different. 2014 was the first year that we did the second year of testing. So prior to that, we did the research trials, which were largely small plot, and then it went into impact testing for 1 year before a commercialization decision was made. And really what we have found was that, you know, if you live in Iowa or Illinois, somewhere in the central part of the Corn Belt, from 1 year to the next, you can get huge changes in your environment, right? So you can, in any, if you're in central Illinois or northern Iowa, you can get a year that's really more like a Minnesota year. You can get a very northern type year. You can get a year that's more like a Kansas or Nebraska year, where it's a lot of sunshine, very low humidities, a lot of heat, and more of a western type year. Or you can get more of an eastern year with a lot of cloud cover, which leads to a lot more disease pressure and things like that. And so you can really get huge changes in your environment. And what that means is different types of products are going to work under those conditions. And what we found is that we decided to go to a second year of impact testing, largely because we wanted to try and get better consistency out of those products that we advance, and to make sure we have fewer failures. We really don't. Our goal is to have no failures out of the products we advance, but we want to make sure that we have as much consistency as we can out of that class. And by going to a second year of testing, what that really does is that gives us a great opportunity to experience two completely different growing environments, two different sets of conditions. And even if the years are similar, you tend to get areas where it is quite different. You can see how products react. And really, what we found is we have improved our consistency a great deal, because there are, what we've seen every year since we've been doing this is that there are products, hybrids that would have advanced after the first year of impact out of the R4 year, that if that would have been in the old system, that after the second year of testing did not advance. They weren't commercialized.